PRI, Public Radio International.
I have a wonderful garden in Aachen, which is really nice, and so I have the opportunity to plant a lot of herbs and nice flowers. And I've been planting trees too, like cherry trees and apple trees, because you know they're so plentiful in Germany. And I bought a lemon tree a year ago when I first came to Aachen. Someone gave me a lemon tree as a gift, and I thought, oh, that's so weird. Why would someone give you a lemon tree in Germany where it's like cold and rainy? And it actually grew, and I took the first lemon off of it last week, and it actually was a real lemon. And so I was surprised. I don't know. And I don't know why I get excited by, you know, just watching plants grow.
A conductor who likes to make his garden grow. Making his debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, it's Kazem Abdullah leading Brahms' Tragic Overture and Paul Hindemith's story of a painter in symphonic form, Matisse Stermaler. Nicola Benedetti brings Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. I'm Jim Cunningham, tending to the dahlias at Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of WQED-FM in Pittsburgh. Johannes Brahms' Tragic Overture was written in the summer of 1880. Brahms would typically write his music in pairs. The Tragic was written alongside his academic festival overture. The two pieces have a complementary balance in their sound, with Brahms claiming that one overture laughs while the other weeps. The Academic Festival Overture carries a lighthearted mood similar to German drinking songs, while the Tragic creates a more somber, darkly heroic sound.
With this piece, one would think it's a programmatic piece like the Strauss Tone Poems, but it's actually not programmatic per se. I think it's more that the title is supposed to evoke emotions of tragedy and of woe and things like this, but of course it's one of the great late Brahms pieces, and of course it has a companion piece in the Academic Festival Overture, which is more lighthearted, the complete opposite of tragic.
Kazem Abdullah making his Heinz Hall debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Johannes Brahms' Tragic Overture in D minor, Opus 81.
Thank you.
You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kazem Abdullah, in his Heinz Hall debut. It was the Brahms Tragic Overture in D minor, Opus 81. Johannes Brahms' Tragic Overture was first heard in Pittsburgh at the Syria Mosque in March of 1941, with Fritz Reiner conducting. Fritz Reiner was the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony for a decade, beginning in 1938. Brahms' Tragic Overture suggests a dark sonority, emphasizing the lower strings and woodwinds, which ultimately contribute to the solemn tone of the music. Kazem Abdullah first heard the Pittsburgh Symphony on their European tour in 2012.
It's interesting because they are very much, in this Germanic tradition. And so, you know, what's interesting is to do these two pieces, you know, Brahms and Hindemith, which are two actually completely different composers, two completely different styles, and just to see how quickly they're able to change styles and how sensitive the musicians are.
Kazem Abdullah lives in Aachen, Germany these days as the General Music Director of the city. The website Daily Beast in 2009 named him Young Rock Star of the Conducting World. He made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2009. Abdullah is also active in encouraging young people to become involved in classical music.
I think the goal is to really making it accessible to people as possible and making it not an elitist thing. And I think making sure that everyone has access to the art form, particularly at a younger age, I think it's really great when kids are basically involved in music and have the chance to learn a musical instrument, because I think that gives the chance later, even if, you know, of course not everyone can major in music and study music, but if someone plays an instrument, they automatically, I think, have an appreciation for what music making is. And I think that that's a good first step, just making sure that students in schools have the access to music and have the access to musical instruments.
Kazem Abdullah next conducts Matisse der Mahler by Paul Hindemith. Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The music you're about to hear, inspired by an opera. The Matisse der Mahler Symphony was finished in 1935. The story of the opera which inspired the symphony is that of Matthias Grunewald, set during the time of Germany's peasant revolt in 1524. The story tells of how Matthias began to question the value of his work. He decided to take action by joining the peasants in their revolt. His idealism is soon shattered by the atrocities he witnessed, and he flees to the Odenwald forest. Matthias began to have visions, which led him back to painting, and ultimately he created his masterpiece, an altarpiece for the Church of St. Anthony in Isenheim in the Alsace. Here is Kazem Abdullah to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the symphony Matisse der Mahler by Paul Hindemith.
Thank you.
The Symphony Matthias Stiermaler by Paul Hindemith. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kazem Abdullah. The music was inspired by the panels of the altarpiece at the Church of St. Anthony in Isenheim, the Alsace. The altarpiece was the masterpiece of artist Matthias Grunewald. Paul Hindemith's Matthias Stiermaler was first heard in Pittsburgh in 1946 at the Syria Mosque. It was conducted by former music director Fritz Reiner. Paul Hindemith was a close friend of former music director William Steinberg, who wrote his Pittsburgh Symphony on commission from the orchestra. The Pittsburgh Symphony was Paul Hindemith's sixth and final symphony. He wrote it in 1958 to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the founding of Pittsburgh. Hindemith included two songs which he thought were closely associated with Pittsburgh. The Pennsylvania Dutch song, which most Pittsburghers do not know, Hop Lumbedruvel mit me Lumbeschatz. It's in the center of the central movement, and at the end of the symphony we hear the folk song Pittsburgh is a Great Old Town, sometimes shortened to Pittsburgh Town. It was written by Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger. They were on a 1941 national tour. According to the liner notes of Pete Seeger's American Industrial Ballads, released in 1956, the group recorded 14 songs for a small record label in New Jersey on July 7, 1941. They were paid $250. With the $250, they bought a 1932 Buick, in which they traveled on their subsequent tour. When they stopped in Pittsburgh, the ensemble decided to play for steelworkers who were in the process of unionizing. They played two nights of concerts, staying overnight in a hotel described as not the best. During the second concert, Woody Guthrie impulsively started to improvise lyrics to the tune of the folk song Crawdad Hole. Here's a sample of Pittsburgh is a Great Old Town from Pete Seeger.
All I do is cough and choke in Pittsburgh. All I do is cough and choke in Pittsburgh. All I do is cough and choke from the iron filings and the sulfur smoke in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio in Pittsburgh. Allegheny to the Ohio. Allegheny to the Ohio, they're joining up in the CIO in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh.
Pete Seeger singing Pittsburgh is a Great Old Town, or just Pittsburgh Town, written in 1941 on a stop in the city of Pittsburgh. It caught the attention and the fascination of Paul Hindemith when he wrote his Pittsburgh Symphony. And here's the final movement, which reaches a climax in the statement of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger's song.
Thank you.
Symphony No. 6 by Paul Hindemith, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and guest conductor Leslie B. Dunner on the 21st of September 1995 at Heinz Hall. Hindemith wrote the music at the request of former Pittsburgh Symphony music director William Steinberg in 1958. Leslie Dunner has served as conductor for the Symphony Silicon Valley in California, as well as the Joffrey Ballet in Chicago. He was born in New York City, grew up in Harlem in the South Bronx, and developed an interest in jazz that was disapproved of by his high school teachers. He learned to play the clarinet and wound up at the University of Rochester's Eastman School of Music. He later attended Queens College for his master's degree and the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music in 1982. On the way, a chart topper from Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, his violin concerto with Nicola Benedetti as soloist, and our guest conductor, Kazem Abdullah. Why don't you write? I'd love to hear from you. Write for your free Pittsburgh Symphony radio guide and the Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it works well for reading concert programs in low light. It even has a small magnifying effect. They're free, along with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, which includes a photo of one of our guest soloists this season, Long Long, with his eyes closed, his hands waving in the air as if conjuring an incantation. There's a bit of Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's photo with the crystal lights of the Grand Tier glowing in the background, his biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find us on our website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore, Heinz Hall recording engineer Bob Park. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.